did. Oh.
Yeah, just tap it.
Here we go. Good. We are.
We here.
We're live.
We live.
Live. Yeah. Channel 5.
Yeah.
Top 5 dead or alive.
Yes, sir.
Welcome back.
Welcome back to the number one. The number one radio show online right now. Mm-hmm. The Real Talk Show.
Yes.
It's your boy Jersey Jules.
Every Wednesday from 9 to 10 on DJ Chase Radio. If you have not downloaded the app, you should be doing that and tuning in every week.
Yep.
So
how you feeling?
Oh, I'm good. I'm over here doing some promo. Y'all already know how we go. How we doing it, man? Make sure y'all following us on Instagram at The Real Talk Show, the number 2, even though we are number 1.
Yes, sir. Download that DJ Chase app. Download that DJ Chase app.
DJChaseRadio.com. Shout out to DJ Chase. I see you, my boy. Keep working.
Appreciate you.
Yes, sir.
Again, for the opportunity. Shout out to our sponsors, Valair.
Yeah.
And Viola.
Clarity.
Yes.
Clarity.
Mate Frames. Travel Boss. CPS Training. Vion. Belair.
Yeah. Thank you.
Shout out to y'all.
Here we are.
We are here.
Looking forward to yet another great show. Yeah. So we got some segments to get into.
Yes. Starting with Hollyweird first.
Hollyweird. We're gonna get into some world talk. Get into some music. We're gonna get into some sports. We're gonna get into some credit. Absolutely. You know, y'all stay tuned and ride with us.
Let's go. Don't pay me no mind, y'all. Y'all know how I do, man. I'm in my zone. I took a little bit of my medication and stuff like that. Yeah, feel me? I'm locked in right now, but I want to talk to you guys, man. We ain't talked to you guys in forever, man. How you guys doing out there, man?
L
Pretty B back in the building.
Back in the building.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. We missed you last week, but me and C held it down.
We made it work, though.
You guys did very, very well. I'm extremely proud of you guys. It was really a great show. I enjoyed tuning in and taking a step back myself last week because, you know, I'm like a real critic of my own work, and I got a chance to listen to us as a, you know, a part of the audience.
Yeah,
I love the vibe that we have.
Yes, 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 man. Yeah, and energy don't lie, guys. Yes, you already
only
know.
Only get better.
Absolutely.
All things be.
Every time.
Yeah. Corey, how are you?
I'm good, man. Dealing with my clients, working.
Yeah,
you sound stressed now that you said that.
You know what I mean?
Same.
Some people be more headaches than others,
but we make it happen.
I'm making it work.
They're going to work for that money. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
They're not just going to give it to you. They're going to make you work for it.
Absolutely. So, Madonna's getting sued right now, right?
What she do?
Starting a show late, 2 hours.
2 hours late. Oh man.
So concert goers are like not really happy with her right now.
What?
But I'm starting to feel like this is an ongoing pattern.
I don't know, man.
Anybody sue Badu?
Cause she always late.
Is it somebody else? I don't want to say her name because she's from Jersey.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
You already know I love my Jerseyans.
I think it's time.
But Miss Lauryn Hill, come to the front of the congregation.
Facts. Well, not Lauryn Hill,
She is infamous. I'm just saying.
She's definitely infamous.
Celebrities don't realize, like, we spend our hard-earned money to come out, and we leave our families to enjoy an experience.
Did she give a reason on why she was late?
I don't know. No explanation that I heard of. I'm over here trying to see what's going on with that, because we know a lot of people that's like that shit. Sometimes we like that.
Speaking of concert goers, Anita Baker.
Anita, I ain't hear that in a while.
She got very rude with a fan who was singing along with one of her songs during a concert.
Okay. Oh yeah, you know these.
Well, you can't interrupt.
Unless she gave you the mic to sing.
We all singing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm singing. I pay my money. I'm singing.
Yeah, that's
so tough. If we all go see Anita Baker, just know she ain't sharing her shine.
Yeah.
Just know you feel me. You better sit back and clap and say yes, girl. Not Nan, no better come out that mouth.
Crazy. Like, give me half my money back if I can't sing a song.
Hey, man. Hey.
That's how I feel. Issa Rae's show, Rap Shit, will not be renewed for a third season with HBO.
Have you ever heard of this show?
I have. I've actually watched it.
All right, so that's a one out of three. That's not good odds right there.
Huge Issa fan also. I think like she's just brilliant in what she do. I'm good with Insecure.
I'm good. You know what I mean? Yeah. Insecure my thing. But.
Is, was, present, past.
I think it's more of a girl show type.
No, that's a universal. Yeah, that's, credit Corey just said it first.
It's definitely universal.
It's definitely universal.
I definitely like it.
Okay, I can give you
Insecure
that.
Is definitely universal. Yeah, but I don't want to hear none of that. Insecure is definitely universal.
The rap shit, I'm not too sure. I ain't even heard about that.
I never heard of rap shit.
Lala Anthony is the new creative director for Airbnb. Shout out to her. Hustle.
She be killing it.
Airbnb.
It is important to branch off, right?
Yes, yes, yes.
I think it's important for everyone to have that mentality, that go getter, like be motivated, because one stream of income is just not doing it.
Ah, you took the words right out. I was waiting for you to finish. I swear to God, baby, if you ain't hustling, baby, you working for somebody else, pretty much, man. And shout out to Lala Anthony. She only do bullshit, so we don't work for others.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah,
they like her on camera. They like her commercials.
I think she's really, really dope. And speaking of Lala Anthony, we can definitely see her in BMF premiering March 1st.
Oh yeah,
1st.
Hey. Yes, yes.
Look at that Black Queen, her roses.
I saw a clip where she in the hospital. I'm like, no.
Yeah. And she actually good. She's good at acting.
She's great. I love seeing
you feel
her.
Me? Like,
she's beautiful. I love seeing her.
I was mad when she went out in Power.
Yeah.
Off the. Yeah. Short lived,
but she's doing her thing in BMF. I love that.
Yeah, she is.
Love that. Kenya Barris is creating a version of The Wizard of Oz that centers Dorothy living in Inglewood, California. What's really happening? That's not
like
the brick she was talking about.
Yeah,
I don't think.
I don't like
she gonna be moving them bricks down the road. Dorothy gonna be moving them bricks down the road. Feel me, like, ayo.
No yellow brick, no white
baby, box. Like.
I love the diversity and the inclusion, but not in that way.
Like, I gotta see where he's going with it, because there's multiple avenues that we all just thought of, and I don't think they were too.
Yeah.
Promotable.
We'll see.
It might be interesting.
She's gonna be skipping down the road in some forces and some chucks.
Right. Yeah. Kim Kardashian becomes ambassador for Balenciaga. Are we surprised?
Man, we'll give it up for her.
We're not some haters.
Major move. She makes.
We're gonna
major
get real talk. We're not
moves.
Some haters.
She makes major moves. That's major. But I think that she's definitely going to elevate their brand. Kim is definitely that.
She better get her
elevate as far as design or just marketing?
Marketing.
Like, I hope design, because I don't like them clunky ass
that's
shoes.
What I'm saying. I feel like it ain't hard to design.
They can keep them clunky
ass.
Yo,
you
whatever design, y'all start making them clunky, funky looking ass shoes. Yeah, you niggas is weird for wearing
them. Kardashian to change their marketing strategy.
Okay.
But I do see her being a major part of pushing the brand.
I see her design
into their direction.
Didn't she just put something else
maybe,
like NFL?
Maybe she's trying to tap into her inner Rihanna.
She's space into the NFL too.
She's
so
moving.
That's a major move for Kim
she's
Kardashian.
Maybe
sure.
She's trying to tap into her inner
her
inner Rihanna, like Rihanna doing with Savage Finney and stuff.
Yeah.
For sure.
We'll see.
Crazy,
I don't
that.
Know if we're here for it, but we'll see about it.
So Sarranius Jackson, Keke Palmer's baby daddy.
Okay.
Filed a restraining order against Keke. Saying that he's being arrested.
Wow. She is bad this episode. I like this scene. Bring this scene to the show every day.
That's crazy. Look back. It is wild, crazy. You know what I mean?
Some lame shit.
It's wild, lame. But here's the thing, though. We weren't there.
Yeah.
Right? It's. But I don't know. I don't see Keke not
man,
being
Man, y'all
the
got
one
into a scuffle.
Nigga.
Let's keep it real talk. We're going to call it real
she
talk.
She like she put him in the headlocker.
Yeah, she beat men. She definitely would beat her.
But I feel like he probably deserved that.
Yeah. And he definitely probably deserved it. So he can't sit here and complain. You feel me?
Yeah.
Hey man, we're gonna give real talk. We're not promoting violence or anything, but come on, people. Let's be still serious. Let's not play victim. Let's not always play victim.
Right.
Male, protect female, yourself. For real. Let's keep it real,
defend
man.
Defend yourself and protect yourself if needed. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Warner Brothers made a deal to bring Sex in the City series to Netflix in
Sex
April.
Sex in the City.
Okay, okay.
It's like
another Universal show. Let us spend tap into our emotions.
I've never watched Sex in the City.
Yeah,
I've never watched it.
A couple episodes.
Okay.
It's worth double bagging. Yeah. I ain't gonna lie.
I thought it was more of a.
And I don't even watch
older,
TV.
But I guess I'm the older now.
Mm. Yeah, maybe. Just so the people just like.
Yeah, you're appreciating and relate to it a little bit.
I understand it a little bit more.
It is like the scenarios. That's all.
Got it. All right. So here is. I know when I was growing up, I was a huge wrestling fan.
Okay. I remember putting DDT and niggas and shit. I remember I got in a fight and I got DDT.
Oh,
shit was wild. And I still
That's
won.
Ugly.
Yes, but shit was crazy.
If you did not win, I was on you.
DDT, yo, I was on me too.
Crazy.
I got a crack all in my skull that go down the line still to this day. We'll go into that another day, guys. We're going to get into some hood segment soon.
Vince McMahon, WWE founder, is being...
He's a wild guy, man. The messages is crazy.
Now they
spoke about
sex trafficking allegations.
Yeah, the messages is out there. It's not even... I don't even really think it's allegations.
Yeah, what's going on?
But, you know, she sued him, and he was supposed to pay her $3 million and only gave $1 million.
Mm.
You know what I mean? So it just seemed like you ain't pay my money, so I'm gonna put this
doing damage and not paying.
You know what I mean? I'm gonna jam you up. You know what I mean?
Hey man, if that's the case, he get two donkeys or some shit. Yeah. Like he get two fucking idiots. Yeah. Like, what is he doing, bro? Like, and he resigned ASAP, didn't he?
You fucked yourself up.
ASAP.
You shouldn't have did that shit, but you fucked yourself
up. Can't put it past him.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. ASAP.
Crazy. Here's something I'm really, really excited and looking
me
forward
too.
To. Bob Marley is
Wagwan.
Hey, get that man a round of applause. You feel me? We've been waiting. I think the world, the culture, everybody's been waiting for something like that.
February 14th.
Y'all going to see it?
Bob Marley.
Oh, it's coming out on Valentine's Day?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
One Love.
V-Day. V-Day is going to be a big day this year.
It should.
I hate V-Day, and this is going to be a big day.
Yeah, I mean, it's a big day every year for people. And I don't think that it should be big if you're in relationships. Like, if you just got love in your soul,
it should be a big day.
Yeah, let's not make it about giving gifts and women and giving her flowers and the traditional shit. Let's step this shit up this
year. Give
the
people that you love their flowers, and that's what I think.
Give them their love while they're here.
Love your people while they're here. You know what I mean? Yeah. So yeah, Bob Marley. I'm definitely gonna see that.
I don't know if I'm gonna see the day of because them shit's gonna be sold out.
It's gonna be a lot of marijuana smoke in the air. Everybody gonna be in the movie theater smelling like a pound.
Hey, what's wrong with that?
Right? That's gonna be a good one.
What are we talking about here?
We're
in New Jersey. Y'all know that, right?
Yes,
New York, New Jersey,
legal.
Man.
We
shout out to the tri-state area. Y'all already know, but we're gonna be who we are. We're gonna do what we do.
We're
gonna be who we are. We're gonna do what we do.
I don't even think that's showing much respect that we in there without it. You know what I mean?
They might as well let us bring it in.
We ain't gonna speak on y'all. Gonna steal our fucking idea.
We'll
talk behind the cameras. Yeah.
Robert De Niro is 80 years old.
Wildin'.
And just brought a baby girl into the world.
That's gonna be me as fuck.
That's crazy.
So I feel like there should be no excuses. There is no excuses for men.
That's crazy,
hey,
though.
That's gonna be
don't
me
talk,
as fuck.
You can't talk about your laziness.
He got the listen.
You can't talk about.
He got the bread, so that's all that really.
It's all about
the
bread.
The baby can be taken care
to me,
of,
parenting is
but here's
easy.
My question. Yeah. How much of fatherhood do he expect to give to this baby?
Oh boy, he might got a good 10 years.
A young mama at least?
Yeah,
that could pick up the slack and leave us some bread?
Your father was great. Move on.
Spend some years.
He left behind.
Amen.
Everything he left for you, he did it good.
Live your life, King. You feel me? Congratulations.
Yeah.
Go watch all his classic movies. Go to your pops. So
make sure that last name keep living. even when you're going.
Know who you are, basically. Mm-hmm. And I think she'll be set for good. But
oh, yeah, she does.
Congratulations to Robert De Niro.
Yeah, man. Congratulations.
Let's get into some serious shit.
All right, let me get serious. Let me put on my business face real quick.
Look, you see me to my lid.
Once you step back, I knew some real shit was about to go. So let me put on my business face.
Let's get into it. New Jersey is exploring legalizing magic shrooms for medical, recreational, and home cultivational use.
Nice. I'm not a shrooms person, but
I'm not
nice.
A shroom person.
Have y'all ever tried shrooms Never. Before? Have you guys ever tried shrooms before?
I think I have.
If you think you have, so you probably have, just don't remember.
Yeah.
Because you was out there. That's crazy.
You'll know if you did.
I have.
I swear.
No out of body experience.
Positive. I was very goofy, laughing, happy. Okay. So
I couldn't stop my fucking face. Wouldn't stop. Yeah. Yo, I'm about to start getting the symptoms down. Like,
I love that.
And then I don't want to go TM, but you had sex on strong. Oh my God.
I'm scared.
Bro. Bro, y'all ever been on the moon, bro?
Like. Few people tried to get me to try.
Shit be crazy. You don't know what you're missing. Tap in, man.
But if you are going to do it, make sure you do your research. Make sure you know what you're taking. Make sure you know who you're getting it from.
Facts.
You know, be safe.
Be safe with it.
Even though New Jersey is legalizing things like this, and I tell people, even with weed, like, make sure you know what you're getting. You know what I mean? Make sure you know what you're putting yourself on.
Don't deal with everybody.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, facts.
Yeah.
Don't deal with everybody. Know who you're dealing with.
Because it's fentanyl.
And yeah, that fentanyl thing going crazy right now. I ain't got
no parts of that.
No parts.
And it's like, how do people typically know the difference? Or how do you know?
You don't know. Probably don't know until it's over.
I don't even know. I can't even.
That's why I don't even really deal with too many people, even with smoking. Like,
God forbid.
I got a tip, though. This is what I say. Anywhere you go, if it's a public place or anything like that, make sure you bring your own shit.
I always bring my own shit.
For real.
Always bring your own
shit. That's a jewel. She just dropped the jewel.
Your own roll up. Bring up your own eighth. Like,
everywhere.
Don't just let nobody hand you no blunt. Don't just let nobody hand you.
Coming in rolled up already. Good to go.
Have your own lighter, too. Niggas steal
your
shit. The fuck?
Nah, for real. Because I'm definitely king still lighter.
Oh, let me see. Applebee's introduced $200 date night pass for a year of dining experience.
Wait.
Okay.
$200
for the year?
For the year? What does that mean? Like $200 and you eat all year?
What comes with this? We got to get into that bit more.
Oh, man.
Okay. Let me
they already,
say,
what they got? The $10 deals and the $20
deals.
$2
for $20, $2 for $23.
$2 for $20 and all that.
Bucket drinks or something like that, too.
They got bucket drinks now?
You know?
Oh, I ain't been to Applebee's in a while.
Me
so, but I know they had the two for $20s and all that.
Yeah.
Is that date night?
Who's going to Applebee's? Well, y'all was too good. Y'all was too good for the Cheesecake Factory.
I'm not too good for the Cheesecake Factory.
That's funny.
Now we going to Applebee's. So is Applebee's better than the Cheesecake Factory?
It is not.
I'm not going. I don't know what's better, but I know it's not a date night.
We're talking about date night.
Yeah, date night. That's not date night.
That's not.
That's damn near fast food.
Good try. E for effort.
I think it's a great idea for the if that's in your room.
I'm gonna buy that shit and eat regularly. Like,
not
how often can I eat? I would definitely use that. That's a free meal for $200 a month.
It's very cheap, though. It's very cheap. That's crazy. That's why.
But what comes with that? You know what I mean?
It's got
to be. It's nothing on the Applebee's menu that's going to say this was a date and
that fiesta lime chicken be popping. I ain't gonna hold you.
If you get food for yourself, I guess it'd be good.
Yeah,
use it for what it is.
I'm glad I know how to cook. Shout out to my mama.
If you date yourself, go to Applebee's. That's what I'm gonna say. Women claimed a man assaulted her with a brick. Is charged with a felony theft by
the GoFundMe.
After
she
raising tens of thousands on GoFundMe.
She tried it.
I'm not gonna lie to you. I didn't know she was that thick though.
Yeah, she.
Wow. We done went way left. Now you got me thinking, like, is she thick?
Was she
thick?
Yeah,
but it's always the thick, pretty ones. That's crazy.
But where did the little.
I feel like she was bad. I've heard it was
they
a,
said
like
she
a
had
reaction,
an allergic reaction or something like that. Yeah. They said the doctors allegedly said it kind of like fell in lines with an allergic reaction. Yeah. They didn't say it was. They said it fell in lines with the symptoms.
I feel like she was better off saying what really happened and probably asked for some money versus lying. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because people are very honest. Like, hey, like, I need to go to
what the fuck, man? Her thing, like, I got hit with the brick.
Ain't nobody asked, oh, did the guy go to jail? Is anybody going after him? Like, you should have known she was lying.
Like, you know, these guys just hit me. They just hit me, like...
I don't know what was really the, y'all asked those two questions. I'm trying to think what made her sit back in the hospital and say, "All right, boom, man, I'm gonna say these niggas hit me with a blade." Yeah. What? Who? Yeah. What?
I'm thinking about the bag, man.
What kind of weird segment is like y'all so crazy out there? Money? I told y'all these crazy people crazy.
That's hilarious.
She sat back and said these niggas hit me with a blade.
Biden administrated is forgiving $4.9 million in student loans.
I believe it when I see it.
You took the words out. I don't know whether to clap or womp womp.
I heard it in the beginning, then they took it back again, so we'll see.
Who is these
people? Talk to me, Biden.
We'll see.
Because my shit is still...
Talk to me. Hey, talk to us.
Because let me have a
conversation. A lot of people still call me. Yo, call, man. Get them student loans off for me. You know what I mean? So it is still
there. Come clear the air on the real talk show. Talk to us.
You got these people still emailing me, telling me that they're reminding me about my payment. Mm-hmm. And I'm reminding them they got to talk to Biden about that.
Word. Defer.
Hey, man, what's your email so we can...
we're going to defer that for now.
We can forward these emails.
You got to talk to your man about that. You know.
That's hilarious. I ain't got that problem, so we'll but I know people that do, though.
Yeah, it's crazy. Get that off our back, and we'll be happy citizens in the U.S., I think so.
You facts. Know.
Trump pledges to block central bank digital currency creation.
That's fire.
That's some Gemini shit,
though.
I mess with crypto, so I like that.
Keep fucking with me. I'm shutting all this.
So why do you say it's fire,
see? Because the thing about crypto is being decentralized. So he's saying he don't want anything centralized. Like, Trump got a whole NFT project going on, you know what I mean, that he making money off, so of course he gonna want that so nobody can track what's going on. He don't want anybody to track his transactions, right. So but that's just part of crypto being decentralized. Nobody want anything centralized in it, you know what I mean? So we'll see how that goes. And that's another
I asked Credit Corey for a reason. Y'all know this, right? We dropping jewels today. Word. You feel me?
Facts.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis drops out of presidential race. Isn't it this the
Who are you?
Yeah,
we don't know you.
I ain't going front,
you did yourself
though, man.
A favor.
It's looking like Trump might take it, to be honest with you. I don't
and
know.
I feel
but
like he's coming back with a vengeance. I'm
just
scared.
Coming crazy. Nobody cares.
I know he's going to build that wall up.
Yeah.
He's going to do what he wants. Yeah. That's the thing.
Especially
I seen
now,
the video.
They're dropping people off over
oh, yeah,
here.
And
fact.
I seen the video of them letting people, the National Guard, letting them over here.
He is canceling that.
And
shit.
I don't see no women or children.
Right.
I just see all males between 18 and 35 years old.
Yeah.
That's
scary.
Yeah. That's wild.
President Biden did a house visit to a family in North Carolina. Here's my thing, though. What the fuck was he doing there?
What you doing in North Carolina? You going to see a sneaky link in North Carolina?
Hey, he stopped at the cookout, too. The restaurant cookout or whatever.
You can't go wrong with the cookout.
What, you want them cookout?
Yeah,
though?
Like...
Why Jersey ain't got no cookout?
You're the president of the United States.
I think we'll appreciate that.
And you showed up to these black folks' house with cookout?
Word. That's kind of crazy.
That's crazy.
Is that stereotype?
I guess you think that's showing love.
That's stereotype.
But everybody loves cookout. You're like, you get invited. Yo, Biden, she said you ain't invited to the cookout until these students don't. These student loans disappear.
A mobile truck van preparing me White House meals in my kitchen. No, you should have bought your chef.
Ooh.
He said, grab
you
this real
at my
quick.
Refrigerator
you
like
thinking
you
pennies,
we
thinking dollars.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like,
get out of here.
That was funny.
And he got so much recognition. That was bullshit.
He just wanted to get around some black folks real quick.
Yeah, he trying to get our vote. Y'all know what time it is, man. Dig into y'all who y'all going. Are we in the Holly world? I mean, the Holly weird is all the same shit at this point. World is weird. Hollywood weird. Music weird. Niggas is weird. Bitches is weird.
I don't know.
Just weirdos.
Where? where are we going to go with this?
Oh, man, we could go left, we could go right, man.
Dexter Scott King, the youngest son of MLK, died of prostate cancer.
Condolences.
Our condolences, man. Old. So the condolences to the Scott and King family. Mother of all breaches leaks data in biggest cybercrime as billions of accounts are at risk.
That's what they tell us. It probably is more, more bigger breaches.
It's definitely more than that. And I feel
that's
like
why my spam calls keep going up.
Yeah, all the scam, the scam likely calls.
These niggas called me talking about some. Do I own a house down in Texas? They moving my shit in and out of. They moving shit in my name in and out of Texas. They the border patrol down in Texas, but these niggas got a whole Connecticut phone number. Get it how they what is can, we talking though. About?
That's crazy.
They definitely gonna get it how they can.
Damn,
you gotta watch. That,
it's
man.
A data breach left and right.
She's real,
they're,
man.
They're cap reaching out somebody. To you via email.
They getting bold, mm-hmm. man.
Trying to say that they're your bank.
Don't click the link. That's all I can say.
I ain't
don't
clicking
click
no
link. Click the link.
Yeah, don't set yourself
you can call
up.
A bank regular. And
stay alert, guys.
And remember, pay attention to certain things that you subscribe to, certain things that you pay. Do not just randomly call you or reach out to you.
And pay attention to Apple. Apple, y'all some motherfucking thieves. You feel me? Like y'all just be making up subscriptions and shit at this point. Yeah. Like, niggas wake up to, like, 3 deductions a day easily.
They break
like,
it down,
we
too.
Need some explanations. Like, a representative for somebody to come on the Real Talk show and talk to me. Like, we need some explanations.
I think Apple need to be hit with a RICO charge. It's crazy.
It's like they watching your account. They know when the money there. They try to take some out.
This ain't that. Like, y'all got to calm the fuck down with that.
A flight to New York City was canceled after a passenger noticed that missing bolts on the wing.
See, ghetto.
You got me.
Ghetto. What That's
type,
crazy.
What type, like, who took... Who
missing bolts.
Out?
When? How? It's creepy. I'm not. These motherfuckers. People,
I need to see inspection.
I got so much to say, yo, because the immigrants or whatever. Respectfully, that's me. And you know what I mean, being ignorant and stuff. But you know what I mean. They don't have to have IDs to fly or anything.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Who are you? How did you get on this plane? We need documents. Nobody. Why I gotta have a document? Nigga, I'm from here.
Saw that shit. Like, that's crazy.
It's really scary for me.
Yeah, that's wild.
That's why we here to give y'all that real talk. If y'all not paying attention, it's a lot going on out here, and we here to brush you up. So we joking and we laughing and stuff. But listen to these topics, man. Shit is real.
Door fly off the plane. Now you missing bolts.
Yeah, I was about to say it was something like
that. That's a lot of airplane shit trying to happen all of a sudden. Like, come on, stop it.
Wow. Alabama set to use nitrogen for death penalty. Oof. Called nitrogen hypoxia. Oof. Why the fuck is that still a thing? I'm not gonna lie to you. Okay, so let me ask this. What's your stance on the death penalty? Like, do you feel like it should still exist? Is this something that our ancestors like?
I think it should
different?
Exist, but the way you 50, do it is different 60, ways, 40? I guess. Like, I don't agree with every way you kill somebody, but I definitely agree with the death penalty.
I agree with the death penalty. I feel like it should be for certain crimes.
Yeah,
certain
like, crimes.
And
it
should
be
done
killing
a certain
kids,
way.
Killing kids, molesting kids.
One, you know what I mean? Like,
shit, definitely. You're done. You're done up. Get him the fuck up out of here.
You know what I mean?
Get them. Him, she.
But nitrogen, I feel like somebody just back there just playing with it. Let's just try this. Let's kill him this way. And that's Alabama.
Y'all doing too much, man.
You know what I mean?
I don't know if you guys are on Twitter. I'm a very Twitter person. Follow me at LPrettyB on Twitter. And there was this Korean guy beefing with his neighbors. And he was caught on their Ring camera with a syringe.
Oh, I did see that. He put it
under the door.
That's wild. Yeah, I did see that. He trying to take niggas out different
Wasn't
ways.
He like a nurse or something
and
like
he
that?
Has scrubs on.
The
he
shit
has scrubs
from
on. Yeah, that's crazy.
And they were getting sick, nauseous, dizzy, passing out.
I don't
Could
know.
Could you fucking imagine beefing with your neighbor over the trash and they trying to take you out like
that's
that?
Wild.
That's over trash, over noise.
That's attempted murder.
I feel
I don't
like they
know.
Was telling him, like, keep all the cats or something. Like,
that's weird.
Watch all the fucking cats.
Yo, my cat was just here. I ain't seen my cat in 3 motherfucking. Damn, that's. Yo, we just playing. You feel me? Nah, we just playing. You feel me? We crack about black people, so don't worry. We get in there. Just keep stay tuned. We definitely got some nigga jokes for years, not days, motherfucker. So y'all stay tuned.
The next thing we got is our music segment.
Ooh.
So. 21 Savage just dropped this American Dream album.
I love it.
What are we thinking?
Fire.
Good job, young man.
Listen straight through. No skips. No skip album.
Yeah. Needed that. Yes. Shout out to Al Bial. Just dropped El Presidente.
Yeah, shout out to him.
Yes,
too.
yes. I see you, Kane. I wasn't able to make the, you know what I mean, the album release party because I was at work. I'm a firefighter and shit. But yeah. I seen everybody that I know in there. All good vibes, mm-hmm. all good. You know what I mean? So I'm going to get my props when it's fucking due. Shout out to Absolutely. You. And I got that that freestyle for you. It's loading.
Right. Michael Jackson's nephew is playing in a biopic that comes out in April of 2025. And let me just tell you. As his just one and only wife on this nah. I am just so happy that we're finally getting this.
A real one.
A real one. Not the Flex Washington. Yeah. That pissed me off so fucking bad.
Yo.
I'm so mad.
How Flex, you didn't pull the, I don't know how you auditioned and pulled. I don't know which. They probably got the years when he was light-skinned.
Yeah, it worked.
The biggest fucking fail. Like, as many Michael Jackson Flex jokes Washington? As there is, I felt like that shit was an entire joke. Yeah. Like, let's be for real. When it comes to Michael Jackson, we can talk and talk and talk about the criminal charges or the lack thereof. Let's just say that. The allegations.
Allegedly.
We can talk about the fire that happened at the Pepsi stage, right? Mm-hmm. His skin change. Mm-hmm. His hair. Like, his father, his child. We can
his
talk
background.
About, but what we cannot take from this man, he is the GOAT.
Facts.
Facts. Man, I remember, I'm showing my age.
Well,
y'all pretty sure you guys remember spinning the real records and stuff, man. Listening to I Wanna Rock With You. Yo, moonwalking in my socks and shit. Right, y'all wasn't there in the 90s. I'm trying to tell you shit was real. Shout out to Michael Jackson.
Shout out to Michael Jackson. He is like one of my
shout out to his nephew, man. I know you're
and
gonna
I'm,
kill it.
I'm happy that it's staying in the family. Too, right?
That's what really made me happy. I'm big on family. Keep that shit in the family. Don't nobody know family like family.
Absolutely. Artist Friday secure first Billboard Top 100 slot with his single "When It Comes to You."
Shout out to him. He did a lot. He did a lot.
Well deserved, especially for that single.
Actually, just now. Getting up
yeah.
on
yeah.
I remember he was playing the videos in the bathroom dope. And all that. He was, he did a lot in the year, so shout out to him.
Super, super dope.
That's dope, yo.
I think that's major.
Shout out
major
to him,
big.
Man. Keep going, King.
For sure.
So let's just get into this real quick. Speaking of billboards, Nicki Minaj threw out her accolades in Billboard Ooh. Charts and records against Megan Thee Stallion. Here's the thing. Megan said something very, very simple when she called 105.1 and she said, a hit dog is going to holler and they are going to get the 24 hours of attention that they've been wanting. And I feel like this dog been hollering for a while.
Yeah.
For three days.
Damn, that dog ain't dead yet. Yeah. I'm bad. This is dog like, injured.
This beef is getting so personal.
Yeah, it is.
I love it for the culture,
told
for the
my
music.
Girl to stay on her good foot.
Stay on a good foot, the big foot.
Hey, the big foot. And then she just dropped a song today. She talk about Bigfoot.
Yeah.
I ain't checked that out, but I'm going to tap in. You feel me? But maybe this beef is staged.
I mean, I don't know.
To hype up the women in the industry. Not that y'all need hype.
I don't think that this is stage. We're talking about pedophiles, right? Ooh. We're talking about dead people
lying or
putting going
people
at each other
in
jail.
Music.
We're talking about
allegedly
got some good music out of it.
Sexual promiscuity, sleeping with friends, boyfriends. Like, it's a lot of shit coming
I
out
believe
in this
it. I'm a messy. Hood nigga, and I've been through messy. Hood shit. I'm telling you 100%.
It's getting very messy.
I believe. I could tell you what it is, but I ain't going to tell you what it is.
I feel like Nicki should be, it's showing more of her personality and her character, which
yeah,
is
Nicki
ugly.
A little bully. She and, from New York, the New York girls, boy. I got it. I know firsthand. They spicy.
But I love the fact that Megan is not backing down.
Of course. And she from the south. Them southern girls be ready to hit. They be ready to pop.
It's nice too. So
this should be good. Keep it music, ladies. I'm here for a celebrity boxing match too. Like, I'm all about hands. You feel me?
They ain't gonna do that.
Man, shit. I y'all talking all this shit. What we doing then?
What do I know, man?
What? What we talking?
Is accusing her brother of abuse and knocking her teeth out. Her mother files a restraining order.
And her brother was going like that.
What type of weird shit is going on? Mm. What's happening that you hitting your sister like that?
I don't know. If he hitting his sister, who else he hitting? Like,
right. Word. Definitely not.
I'm not perfect. I'm not saying, right. But I ain't never do no wild shit like that though. Yeah. You feel me? Like,
yeah, that's crazy. Gotta be
he knocked
careful,
his sister
hope,
teeth out.
I hope that.
Damn, she probably was popping shit and hit a nerve.
Family issues.
And he popped.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
6-0 block members charged with murder of FBG Duck.
Ooh,
niggas talking too much. Everybody want to prove y'all a real nigga. We do this, we got this, and y'all incriminating yourself. Y'all don't see the Ricos that's getting slapped, dummies.
Left and right.
Left and right. They love it. They want to do
dummies.
That.
That's what they
want. Their attention. They want that's their clout. And you know what I mean?
But here's the thing, though. Can we blame them? There's nothing else that they have to talk about.
Yes. Go live life. It's a whole world down here. Man, as an artist, y'all already know.
They know, though. We're talking about people that are poverty stricken. You know, low social status, low education.
Yeah, they don't got too many
options. That's crazy. That's no, it's no
options. The resources, yeah, I mean, gotta, the funding. I mean,
it's no excuse out here. All this technology, all this opportunity. We're watching people that just did 20 years come out and get what? A CDL. Man, and now they making more money than me. And I'm a motherfucking firefighter running the burning shit. So there's really no excuse. The niggas is just lazy, one dimensional, trying to prove something, trying to be something. So I ain't gonna lie. Some people that's really taught and really raised out here to be like that and stuff like that. But even then, you feel me? Look at them. Like, you feel me? Nipsey and all these other people, man. It's other ways, man. I blame the OGs. I keep saying it, man. OGs let the little homies fuck the game up. You feel me? Like,
who would you consider, like, who do you feel like right now are the OGs that should be, you know,
people
displaying this? Like,
people like Snoop. Like, people like that character, like, know what I mean? Like,
60 block, what's that? That's Chicago? What's that?
Oh, we gonna talk about Chicago? I don't know, man.
Cause O-block. What's O-block that? Members, O-block.
I don't know.
I don't know much about Chicago and O-block.
I just hear about it. Cause
O-block members.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
I don't know much about it, so I ain't gonna speak about their hood and stuff. It just seemed like everybody trying to be a chief. And you gotta understand, you feel me? Who gonna be, if you got all chiefs, who gonna be the Indian? It's okay not to be the chief. Oh, man, I don't like him. He's shining. I want him. It could be anything. I'm not saying. I'm just saying, bro.
Trying to be that.
Chris Brown and Quavo had to sit next to each other during Paris Fashion Week. Chris Brown said, can't pick who you sit next
to. He had to let it be known. Like, listen, we're not cool. You know
money
what I mean?
Money.
I
didn't pick that.
But
why they beefing?
I want to say Karrueche.
It sound like over a female.
Oh, okay. Definitely over.
You know what I mean? Yeah,
she's
okay.
Hey, man, I'm a real nigga. I'm a real one, man. I ain't never beefing over no woman.
He knew somebody
woman.
Was gonna ask. That's why he said it. Like, you know what I mean? I had to sit where I had to sit.
You can't pick who you said.
I respect
just
that.
Let you know it's still up.
I just want
why everybody be doing all this talking like they and I don't see nobody fighting.
He's loved. Chris Brown, you're loved. You can sit next to me.
Yeah, Chris Brown, you're in GOAT category, man. Shout out to that, man.
Sit next to me, Chris.
Quavo, I see you shining doing your own solo thing. You feel me? Like, you feel me? Keep going, yo. Hey, I was vibing to that shit. You feel me? Like, I see you, both of y'all. Keep doing that. Hope y'all squash that shit.
The Grammys mistakes Burna Boy for another artist.
Disrespectful.
In the commercial.
That shit looked nothing like Burna Boy.
But who was it?
I don't know. Boy don't was know, ugly was as hell. Was it? That boy was ugly as hell. I was trying not to be. I was trying, but the jersey in me, I couldn't resist. That boy was ugly as hell. Boy, hey, Burna Boy, I would sue for defamation.
Word.
That's crazy.
Boy was foul.
Yeah,
boy,
my guy, 42 Doug, had an historical sold out concert in his hometown.
That's what's up.
Detroit.
Shout out to
D-Town, Detroit.
Love me some 42 Doug.
Did you see the picture of him recently?
Yeah, he looked like a low ass king.
Yeah,
low ass boy. Is this your king? Is this.
I shouldn't like him the way that
I like him.
Nah, he mad looking. Who cares? Oh, shit. That's
crazy.
A, And I always say, it's always the short niggas that make it. Everybody that be famous be making, whether it's actor, any of it, everybody, it be mad like short people.
Yeah, he do look little as hell. Tia Kemp says that Rick Ross talk shit about everybody. And he sent her a cease and desist. If we don't know, Tia Kemp is the mother of one of Rick Ross's sons.
Mm. Oh, okay.
And they had a long-term relationship before that he was Rick Ross. She went on live with somebody and mentioned Keisha Kaur, which is Gucci Mane's wife.
Yeah.
Sound like Messy
who
Mess.
Who has a little encounter with Ross previously.
Ooh.
And, I mean, honestly, allegedly, right?
Allegedly.
But there's pictures out there together during that time that Gucci Mane was locked up.
Yeah, he probably did what they did, you know.
You gotta keep the bills. You gotta
keep it moving. You gotta do what
she
you
was,
do.
She was keeping the lights on. Nah, I ain't saying like that. You feel me? Like, I'm just saying, like, man, she great for flipping the money for Gucci. That's all everybody know. Ain't nobody really asked her. It ain't none of nobody's business.
Listen,
or how she
he
flipped
still
it.
Still marry her. It ain't nobody she else.
You feel me? We grown,
she
man.
That shit grown. And made that nigga a millionaire when he came home. So. And he respected it. He married her. So I don't feel like it's somebody else's business after that.
Y'all worried about the wrong things out there. Stop trying to get people caught up in shit, bro. Yeah. Like, mind y'all business.
YFN Lucci pleads guilty to violating Street Gang Terrorism and Prevention Act. So he was given, I think he has to do a couple more months. But he has 20 years probation. That's fucking
I think
crazy.
It was he got to serve. He got to serve 10 years. He almost did. He got like 3 more left, and then
but
10 years probation.
On like good behavior or something. So he's actually gonna be doing like a couple more months.
10 years probation sounds crazy.
But 20 years, I think it's 20.
Even. Shit, bring me home.
It's like just
probation. What I ain't got to do?
Yeah.
Tell me
it's
what
like
I can't
just
do.
Keep you there, like just waiting for you to mess up.
You
know what I mean?
You can't fuck up at all.
At
you
all.
You have no opportunity
at all.
To be human. Like you can't make a mistake.
As long as I can smoke, can I smoke? I'm good. You feel me?
Smart. Smart.
I'm good.
I ain't let him do that. 50 Cent is still going after his 50K. He's old from Tierra Marie.
Pay up.
Petty 50, my boy.
Get the strap.
Yeah.
Green light.
Yeah, 50 don't be
go
playing,
get
man.
That. It's a green light, yeah.
He's not playing no
it's about
games
principle.
For
give me
man.
My money.
Hey, mommy. Pay I mean, I'm not counting your pockets, but man, just get
you
that man 50 bands real quick. Get that nigga out your hair. And shout out to 50 for you being you, my guy.
Yeah. Speaking of 50 Cent. You know, like he is doing big things. BMF is coming back.
Yes.
He has a lot of other productions. Mm-hmm. I love that he's reaching out to like prominent artists.
I'm about to say, you see, he reached out to Taraji.
Yes.
Said, "Yo,
Taraji.
Come get this money. Stop playing."
Taraji, next.
You
are,
let's build it.
You feel me? Imagine Taraji and Mary J.
Oh
my God!
Power, please, power. BMF is cool and all. No, BMF is good.
BMF
it's Raising Kanan that I'm having problems.
Yo, let me
Raising Kanan, yo.
Somebody said on Twitter, did that episode of Raising That Bitch Ass Nigga come on yet? And I fucking.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Oh, 50, they call Young You a Bitch Nigga, yeah?
Yes, it's so crazy. Speaking of 50 Cent, he is being sued by the young woman who he hit in the face with his microphone.
Oh, yeah, of course.
That's what I heard. We can't even say allegedly because there's videos out there.
But here's the thing, though.
A couple dollars get out the way.
Yeah, like, handle that.
50 don't like losing. Y'all know 50.
Like, visible scars
yeah, she really got hurt.
You know, fix that.
But of course, you can't just
I say fix it. I ain't gonna hold you.
Just fix that.
I mean, you feel me? I say fix it. I ain't gonna hold you. Cause that's a big ass gash in that big ass head. I ain't gonna hold you. I seen it. Y'all ain't seen it. Y'all seen the picture. That's why y'all saying
it. That shit was crazy.
She had a nice little.
Yeah.
Don't throw
mics.
Stop throwing mics.
Like literally, like
you don't want to get sued. Don't throw nothing in the crowd.
She just need a stand at this point.
Anger management. That anger management. Like get that up out your heart. You know.
Oh, no.
So we're gonna get into some sports. Super Bowl is coming up.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Who
the Super Bowl? What's the Ravens? Ravens and Chiefs?
Oh
the
man.
Ravens and the
that's
Chiefs.
Going. Oh man.
That's what I've been hearing.
Oh man. I say. Remember, this is pre-recorded, guys. The games are going to the champ. You feel me? The conference championships is going on right now. So this is my early predictions. And come back to this and remind me. I think it's going to be the Lions versus the Ravens.
I mean, I've been hearing Ravens Chiefs, so I don't follow too
I don't
much.
Say, I've been hearing
I've
Ravens.
Been hearing Ravens and Chiefs more, so I'm gonna just game. I'm gonna put right that in. Now.
You said Ravens Chiefs.
Ravens yeah. and Chiefs, yeah.
That's the game on now, yeah.
Yeah, they playing each other. Mm-hmm.
That's but the
who,
AFC.
Who's the Lions playing?
49ers.
I'm going with the Ravens and the 49ers, and I'm gonna take the 49ers to win the Super Bowl.
Okay.
And put your tickets in.
What's up? Yeah. Friendly bet 25. What's up?
Put your tickets in.
What's up? Like, you feel me? Look at me trying to hustle. Like, yo, you feel me? Like, Philly, put those tickets in. You feel me? You y'all gonna put a ticket in for me? You gonna put a ticket in for us, El Boogie?
I need some
already put it in.
FanDuel.
I'm late to the party. I got. Yeah, God damn.
We gotta get.
I'm lagging.
Listen, I'm all for it. We gotta get into this. Yeah.
I'm gonna move it like that.
Here's this. Bronny James' college career taken off at USC. How we
That's
feeling
what I heard.
Yeah,
doing his thing, hey. Looking good.
Young
you
king,
I mean?
Young king. I expect
like
nothing less.
LeBron, you know?
Did y'all expect anything less?
No.
Not at all.
Oh, okay.
He working that, man.
I'm not saying, but we're proud of you. Yeah, that's absolutely. Like us respecting less of Deion's sons.
Yeah.
That's like respecting
you
less
know
out
gonna,
of our
you
kids.
Know have
is
it, you know?
It too much pressure, though? Like, is it a constant need?
I don't think so.
Be perfect. Because of
I think it's I think
is.
It's I think it's pressure if you ask, or you can't really play. You know what I mean? But he nice, so yeah. I don't really think it's too much.
I don't
pressure.
Think it's pressure. I
he's
think
showing
he's really
up.
Genuinely having fun with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, he's showing up. He be trolling too. You saw when he like he jumped and act like he hit himself on the wall.
Yeah. Oh,
they say he was trolling. He ain't really hit himself because he put his hand there.
Yeah,
like,
I was wondering because he did that shit pressure. Fast
yeah.
as hell.
Yeah.
It definitely did.
I was hiking yeah. on you, boy. I was like a little dumb ass little boy. I swear to God, I was hiking on you, boy. I wound that shit back a couple times.
Nah,
and you caught me. You trolled the shit out of me. But I swear I was hiking
word.
On your ass.
Nick Saban retired.
Hey, I'm an Alabama fan. Roll Tide. Grew up in Alabama. Shout out to the 334. You already know.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, thanks, coach, for the great careers, the great memories, the champs, the chips. You feel me? Like, enjoy it.
Word.
Yeah.
Enjoy retirement.
For real. Earned.
That's
not given.
Joel Embiid dropped 70 points on a spur.
Ooh, buckets.
Buckets.
Durant. So Durant couldn't believe it. He like 70? 70?
And Durant hair was brushed during that era of the interview.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, his hair couldn't believe it. Shit, yeah, 70. Word. Let me straighten up. Hey, yo.
70 points is crazy.
Hey, shit, do be nappy, though. That's funny. Yeah. Yo, he took it out the brush this time.
Yo, like, hey, why chill. He be forgetting that? That's crazy.
He be getting the brush. That's
the Raiders hire Antonio Pierce as a head coach.
Man.
Salute.
Black man, show on.
It's a lot of good picks that are being chosen for leadership mm-hmm. positions in sports.
DeMarco
right now.
Ryan's just won the coach of the year.
Yeah.
Nice.
Head coach for the Texans. Yeah. Did an awesome job this year. Took them from zero to hero. I promise you. That's I swear up. To God. They was super ass the last few since the franchise really
doing,
started.
Doing
so.
His job.
Yeah, the Eagles are changing up their coordinators also. We just got Kevin Moore. I don't really know how I feel about that, mm-hmm. but I'm all for, you know, making a better team. They are. Right.
Yeah.
But, you know, Nick Sirianni is still in the game. I never doubted him. So I'm yeah. looking forward to what we could do.
Coach Mayo just got hired
yeah.
by the Patriots.
Yeah.